Guatemalan farmers plant beans on arid soil, hoping for the rains to come. In the dry corridor, a region in Central America already prone to harsh dry seasons, Guatemalan families traditionally rely on rain-fed agriculture for their livelihoods. And changing weather patterns and increasing lack of rainfall are having a severe impact on their lives. This year, farmers have lost up to 80% of what they planted. Some have been unable to grow anything for the last 3 years and have to now rely on food aid for survival. Guatemalan farmer Alfonso Rodriguez has been feeling the impact of the droughts.
There have been huge losses because the winters are short and the harvests are bad. This year, the winter should have arrived a month ago, but it still hasn't rained.
Yet, according to Guatemala's Ministry of Agriculture, the country is rich in underground streams, and yearly rainfall itself would still provide farmers with enough water if there were a way to capture it, preserve it, and use it sustainably. Mario Mendez is Guatemala's Minister of Agriculture, Livestock and Nutrition.
There is the possibility of canalizing water. There is the possibility of drilling wells. Because in Guatemala, we are wasting our water resources.
To help farmers like Alfonso face these increasingly difficult conditions, IFAD, the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development, is supporting the construction of water collection tanks and new irrigation schemes, as well as the renovation of abandoned ones, bringing water where there isn't. Jose Arturo Galán is the project director.
We are rehabilitating more than 6,000 hectares of land. We are introducing alternative ways to use the land and to make a more efficient use of the water that is available as a natural resource, with less waste.
Better farming practices are being introduced to use available water sensibly, including drip irrigation ducts, which ensure minimal waste of water and optimal use of fertilizers, nylon covers for irrigated soil that prevent quick water evaporation, and greenhouses to keep plants moist and to protect them from diseases and parasites, as Alfonso points out.
And this is the antiviral net.
Farmers using these techniques have not only been able to keep farming throughout the dry spells, but their land has become four times more productive. Alfonso is extremely happy with his harvest of green peppers.
Before the project, production was 1,000 to 1,200 crates per harvest. Now, I have already produced that amount, and we are not even halfway through the harvest. By the end, I will get to 5 or 6,000 crates.
In 2014, responding to requests from the Guatemalan government for greater efforts in adapting to climate change, IFAD increased the budget of what was just a pilot project to reach more people and cover a larger area. Now, 2 years later, this project is benefiting more than 6,000 farming families. Their successful farming activities are generating 15,000 jobs, helping to face other challenges induced by the erratic climate. As project director Jose Arturo Galán explains,
this employment generation is reducing migration to other places. Because if people have a job within their own community, they will stay in it and also generate a flow of money within that community.
Guatemalan authorities are raising funds to replicate and expand this initiative, bringing a reliable water supply to another 40,000 hectares of land chronically affected by scarce rainfall. Because with an increasingly unpredictable climate, it's sustainable development projects like these that will help rural people face future emergencies. Francesco Manetti, United Nations.